Now we're on. Hey, everybody, welcome to the to the Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pentelresco, and you're listening to us live, not really live, on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, cooperate, collaborate. You never know what you can come up with. I'm also published throughout the internet, byebyebluesky.com, Brian 396 as well. We share and collaborate information as well. So if you're looking for any information pertaining to nanobiology, synthetic biology, chemtrails, or anything that's going on today in regard to epigenetics or transgenetics, those are the sites I would encourage you to go to, Brian 396's site, byebyebluesky, and my own. All right, I'm going to get right to it because we're running a little bit behind. We just got back from Toronto, and we had an event. We had a great event. We were swamped. We got hit with all kinds of things. We got hit in regard to different things. With people coming up to us asking us all kinds of questions in regard to doing different things, in regard to what we're doing. It was a real heavy duty event going on. It's like, as you can see, the phone's still ringing, nonstop. Even since I've been back, it's been crazy. We were so busy that when we were shutting down, we still had people lining up to come to our booth. Saturday, we were supposed to have been done at 8 o'clock. 10 o'clock, I was still going at it with people, talking to them about whatever. Suzanne Meyer was there too. Lorraine George was there with her geodesic structures that she was portraying. We had a bunch of other activists there as well, supporting activists. So if you guys have a chance, go to byebyebluesky.com/byebyebluesky and Tony Pantelresco at 2018 Toronto Green Living, or which it would be easier if you go into byebyebluesky.com and click on the event link. You'll find that on the right side, I believe it's on the right side. Yeah, you'll see on the right side when you click on the event link. You see recent posts, Bye Bye Blue Sky and Tony Pantelresco at 2018 Toronto Green Living Show. We had a great, it was a good all the way around show. People, we're bouncing back and forth. What we did, to really give you some idea what happened there, just give you the scope of what happened, we had a 500X monitoring scope. And what we did was we put an orange peel under there, and we put an apple, an organic apple. It was an orgasmically organic apple because it said it was orgasmically organic. Anyway, we looked at the apple through the scope of 500 magnification. People were going, they were speaking in Canadian tongues. They were saying OS or OF. Depending on how fluent they were in the tongues. And then we took and put their hand underneath it. That was a lot of fun. I got to tell you, people had their eyes were popping right out and said, what the? They had some language. One guy, who's from Jamaica, really funny guy. He was a good guy, really good guy. And we were checking his hand, so we decided to look at his palm, and when we seen the fibers coming out of his hand, like I said, this was a 500X magnification. If you look at your palm, you won't see it. You can get a 60X and go over your hand, and you will see it as well. And I encourage you to go get these 60X lens loops if you can't afford these 500X monitors or scopes, and take a walk on the wild side to see how infiltrated they have made you. Have done to you with this technology. Anyway, when he looked at his hand, he went into sort of a shock. kept looking at his hand, says, What is this doing on my hand? Why is this on my hand? Just, you know, 5 minutes, that's all you heard. Why is this on my hand? And then we, there were some moments like that that made me laugh and chuckle, you know, it just, but the event was an eye-opener. The event was an eye-opener for a lot of people. We had people there that we had some lunatics there too. You know, one guy said he was a scientist. And I told him, big deal, you're a scientist. I don't care. Told me he had all these degrees. I told him all the degrees that he had was only good to wipe his backside with. I told him I had certifications as well, and they're only good to wipe your backside with. Because all that does is basically tell everybody you learn how to jump hoops, speak the vernacular, and kiss butt. A specific way to get ahead. That's all that teaches you. So whenever anybody tells you that they got a degree in something, this is funny, because once you catch people on something that they can't explain, then, or that you got them, you nailed them hard, and they know you nailed them hard, then they go, oh, I'm an educated blah, 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 I got certifications and degrees. All that said was you had a lot of money and a lot of debt, you went through the program, you jumped hoops, kissed backside, and now you are well equipped to follow the protocol or the program as they have created. That's all. They're not free thinkers anymore. They can't think anymore. The guy who was having a hard time being able to access the fact that they've got new jet engines that don't hardly put out any exhaust whatsoever. They're more like big blowers now. Once they get them up into the altitude, all they need to do is just have the air go through and just blow and just keeps the plane up. And you can look this up yourself. The jet engines they're using today do not hardly burn any fuel whatsoever. They're that efficient. So what's coming out of the airplane, and another kid tried to explain, oh, the carbon and the hydrogen and the oxygen and the carbon, and I looked at him and said, bud, are you stupid? You know, he looked at me. I said, it's minus 40 degrees up there, bud. Carbon, when it comes out, would crystallize immediately. Then there was another guy there, he's about my age, another ancient dinosaur. I said, this guy and me saw airplanes flying when carbon came out of an airplane, and it would just dissipate almost instantly. He only had a slight little tail that came out of the jet engine. So there was hardly anything. It says, that is not condensation, because condensation would have crystallized and just and took off. Then I tried to explain to him, you mean to tell me when you go outside and you're breathing carbon out, that carbon is following you everywhere you walk? Oh, they just couldn't handle some of the stuff. You kind of thing, you know. So anyway, it was good. It really was good. It was a good event. We had, like I said, Lorraine, George. She was part of a geodesic home, dome greenhouses. And if anybody's ever interested in it, just go to domegreenhouses.com and request for Lorraine George, especially if we're in Canada. If you're looking for this was a really well-structured dome. Triangulated, they put triangles inside this dome. I mean, it was solid. I mean, this thing would be almost earthquake-proof. That's how solid it was built. And it's a good idea to build a home, and she explains how this thing keeps itself warm. And it was all the way around incredible, just incredible. So anyway, like I said, we had a lot of different things. Suzanne Marr was there also. She was, again, explaining about the chemtrails. She's well-versed in the nano. So she was bouncing on all over the place as well. Both of us were passing people on to each other. She was passing them on to me for solutions. I was passing them on to her for different explanations. So nobody was getting overloaded. Not that much overloaded. We had to walk away to take a break. That's how loaded it was. It was phenomenal, really phenomenal. So, you know, the awakening is going on, and if I'm just to gather from that event, if that's any indication what was going on, I'm telling you, the awakening is going on far more than most of us realize. I had another fellow call me up today, a Native fellow. He was telling me about, we're talking about the Native problems going on with the reservations and how among the reservations. They have turned them into war zones. They've loaded them up with drugs. They're experimenting with them on frequencies, vaccinations, and so forth. And he was explaining to me how it was very difficult for him to talk to people about all that's going on. Now, this is for everybody, so that if you're listening to what I'm saying, you'll get it, okay? You don't have to convert nobody. Okay, you don't have to convert nobody. Conversion will come when people hear the truth and act on it, okay? You don't have to be the player to convert people. You know, all we did was tell the truth, explain what we saw, directed them to look for the information, and let them go. There was no need to try to create a conversion factor. And I'll tell you something. We have seen more people, I have seen more people contact me back via through the email in regard to what's going on. They get shocked, they get afraid, they get like, they almost get to the point where they feel like they're immobile. But it's important that everybody hears it. You don't have to be the guy or the kingpin or the leader of the group or whatever. Just tell it the truth. And then point in the direction they need to go to look at it. Sometimes you're going to get people that are going to get all up in your face and agitated and whatnot because you broke the program. They're on a program. They're running on a program. And all they know is that program. So when you interject something different into the program, there's an immediate rejection of anything new. I mean, this is just part of the way we've been programmed. So all you got to say, look, you need to look for this for yourself. I don't care what you do. You don't want to look at it, don't look at it. But it would be to your best interest that you do. You know, that's it. Let it go. They will look at it. And again, remember, more and more people that are becoming more and more aware are talking more and more too. This is gaining a lot of momentum. You have no idea. So contrary to what you see in the news, even in the alternative news, because you got to remember, the alternative news, some of that is controlled by the mainstream media as well. So some of them will, again, give you this doom and gloom. We're in a hopeless situation. You know, we are going to get smoked, blah, blah, blah. The end of the world's coming. Well, we all know the end of the world's coming. And we all know we need to get right with our Maker. We all know this. Everybody knows this. Doesn't matter what your faith is. Everyone knows we better, you know, have our dotted our I's and crossed our T's before we meet our Maker. But in the interim, we're still here. We are still here, and it's up to us to help each other get through this. So, you know, that's my point. You know, get prepared, help each other, because when you help each other, then you become a force. You become a major force. Now, I'm going to talk about something. I got an email today from a TI. Made a valid point, so I'm going to answer the response through this show. T.I. wrote me, says, you know, when we're getting hit as hard as you're getting hit, sometimes there's nothing left to, you know, get together with somebody else. And I do understand that. I mean, we get hit, everybody who's feeling depression and can't explain why they're feeling depressed, but they're feeling depressed for no reason, I'll tell you why you're feeling depressed. Because you are being hit with you've been targeted with a frequency. They have activated a frequency in your area, and they may have targeted your DNA to feel depression. So you go to a doctor and you get an antidepressant. You take the antidepressant, now you get hooked on a pill that may even have a tracking device or a nano delivery method, which can now be again incorporated into your DNA to restructure your DNA so they can manipulate your DNA through other frequencies. So this is the game. Some of you are saying this is like something out of a Twilight Zone or a sci-fi movie. It ain't sci-fi anymore. It's science reality. The technology is there. Just go look up the patents. Go look them up. They're all over. Look at your TV and CPU monitors targeting or sending out frequencies. There are all kinds of patents on this. Towers that can send out killer frequencies. There's patents on this as well. You can go look up frequencies that can modify or control genetics or DNA. There are patents on it. The military's been doing this since the 50s. Targeting individuals or groups or peoples or cultures or sections of cities. You know, even your children. You know, why do you think they have Wi-Fi in public school, in the elementary level? Why do you think they had those things there? Is it for the internet? Possibly. Or is it rather to see if they can experiment on your children in the educational system so they can hit them with frequencies and start programming them? Why do you think you might have a bully in a school system? Most kids don't want to get into any kind of trouble. In fact, most kids get together and they play and share their toys most of the time. But you notice today the kids are becoming more and more alienated and isolated. Why is it that when you send your kid to school and he comes back, he's a little bit, or she is a little bit off? Do you ever think that the Wi-Fi in the educational system is sending frequencies to affect your children's brainwave patterns? Do you ever think that those Wi-Fis in the educational system might be affecting their genetic code, their DNA? How about their immune system? Let's target them with a certain amount of frequencies to see how many of them we can make sick today, so that the parents will take their children to a doctor so that they can vaccinate them and add more nanobiology into the genetics of the child. So now we can infect them with transgenetics and epigenetics. Wow. Ever think that is possible? Did you ever consider this might be done? Now look at the rest of the targeted individuals who are living elsewhere. I was listening to a program today on the YouTube. Somebody sent it to me. Gang stalking and V2K testimony by private security whistleblower. And he gives basically, I've only got through it so far. But he basically was giving the information on who gets targeted. And I've been saying the same thing. I didn't go into the other aspects of it, you know, free-spirited and highly intellectual people. But it seems like anybody who's highly intellectual can cause a problem, can stir the boat, can tip the apple cart. Anybody's got a certain genetic code. Anybody who happens to be a certain ethnicity or of a religious persuasion or belief system gets targeted. Now, getting back to those of you who are targeted, let me point this out to you. I get what you're saying when you're getting hit and you're being pummeled. I get it. But I'm going to tell you something else. If you don't network with each other, they're going to take you out one by one, one at a time, 10 at a time, and nobody's even going to know why you're missing, and nobody's even going to know what happened. And they won't even know how it happens or why it's happening. So it's imperative that you guys, everybody who's been involved as a targeted individual, to get together and to form a network and put down on some form, some way, somehow, what is going on with you, how you're dealing with it, if you can at all, okay? And to talk about not only what you're feeling, what you're thinking, how you're reacting, how you're being neutralized. Because the problem is nobody knows what you're dealing with. I talk to people all the time and I'm hearing all kinds of horrific reports. How one woman's being targeted, they're turning off her spine, they're shutting down her legs, they're activating a pain receptor, they're lowering her body temperature, they're affecting the way she thinks. She can't sleep, she's up all hours of night, she gets 3 hours of sleep and she can't get tired. All these things are again a program that's going on. So you need to talk about these things, you need to express this some way, somehow. Excuse me. Through WordPress, MySpace, YouTube, BitChute, you know, whatever, however you can get it out there. Doesn't have to be done overnight either, but it would be to your best interest that all of you who have been targeted to start to assemble a blockchain, you know, a lobby. There's power in numbers. Remember that. Okay. Like I said, I'm not saying it's going to be easy either, and I don't expect it. And please don't think that I'm assuming this is going to be an easy chore for you. I know it isn't. I have my own struggles, so I know how difficult things can get. But I would also make a suggestion to you too. You might want to have a one-on-one with the Great One, and I'm referring to the Almighty, not me. And again, that's where you're going to get whatever strength you're going to get this done. And I'm not kidding. You are dealing with demonic forces of a proportion we've never seen before. Not in our time frame, anyway. And okay. Well, they don't. Well, okay. That's possible. Then the only other thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go to inconspicuous places. If your emails and stuff are being blocked, then you're going to have to go to inconspicuous places like libraries, university places, you know, go online and, you know, come up and create whole new different emails and, again, make contact, find forums. Go to this, this YouTube I just went, I'm talking about gang stalking versus and V2K testimony by private security whistleblower. You might meet people in those groups there that are listening to this kind of thing to see what's going on. And you might want to put it out there for everybody to connect, find some forum, some place that you can all connect to where you can put down what needs to be put down. Because like I said, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea how you're being hit with a frequency and how things are going into your head and how things are trying to control your body, or how things are turning off your body's immune system or hyper-accelerating your immune system. They don't know the shocks that you're feeling or the stimulation of these frequencies and what they're doing to your DNA. They have no clue. They have no clue that your spine is being turned off and, you know, you can't sleep. And then while you're sleeping, they're accelerating these frequencies at such a high level that it's literally cooking you inside out. They don't know this. They have no clue. And some people are going to say you're nuts. Stand your ground. You don't have to convince those people. Those people who are going to call you nuts will be the next wave of targets to be exploited and experimented on. Because like I said, if you don't know the devil's around, then the devil has a heyday with you because, hey, you won't even see it coming. And by the time you do, it's too late. Put it out there for the people who are like yourselves, been targeted, who have been attacked, so that you guys can collaborate, you know, and come up with solutions. Only way. Only way. So there's a lot of channels out there for you to listen to. Like I said, I just sent you the one here. This guy goes into some pretty elaborate detail about the actual frequencies and what's going on. And let me remind some of you who have who have belief systems, some who are of the Catholic faith, Protestant faith, the born again faith, the Islamic faith, the Judaic faith, the Hindu faith, the Buddhist faith. It doesn't matter. They will hit you. Somebody say, well, God will protect me. God allowed Job to get pounded on by the devil. Kept him alive, but he allowed him to be hit. So Paul was afflicted, for those of you who are of the New Testament mindset. Paul was afflicted. Even Jesus, who came down here as our Savior, got the piss pounded out of him, hung on a tree. Now, this is God in the flesh. He could have stopped us at any time. My point is, just because you're a believer doesn't mean you won't get afflicted or get targeted or you won't get hit. That's an assumption you cannot afford. Don't for 1 minute think that you cannot get hit with this. God will protect you. And God can maybe stop some of this from happening. He may stop all of it from happening. I'm not saying that he can't or he won't. Nobody knows the mind of God. But from what I understand historically, just looking at the book of Martyrs' Mirrors, the early believers felt some abuse. A lot of them died for their faith. So I'm pointing this out to you that I don't care what you believe. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your gender is, if you're a man or a woman. Don't care. Don't care if you're a child or you're an adult. Don't care. Don't care if you're wide or narrow, tall or small. Don't care. You can be subjected to this kind of abuse. And everybody needs to be aware of this. Everybody needs to see what's going on and understand this. And everybody needs to, like I said, be prepared to come up with a solution. You know, we are in a war. I've said this many a time. We are in a war, and it's a beauty of a war. The stuff they're using, and the interesting thing is, it's the very governments that we have supported for the last 100 years or 200 years that is doing this to us through them. So again, for those of you who have been targeted, not saying it's going to be easy, but I think the reason why you've been selected is so that you can speak on these things, get them out there, and so that you can work together and form a solution, because nobody's going to know what really is going to work except people that go through it. I did not know what was going to work against nanobiology or synthetic biology till I went through it. In fact, if I hadn't gone through it, I wouldn't have believed it either. But after going through this and seeing for myself what I am dealing with nanobiology and synthetic biology, I have now been able to develop solutions for myself and others that seem to be working to help, at least, if it doesn't fix it completely, to at least alleviate a great deal of it. Don't give up. Hold your ground. Okay, hold your ground. I can't emphasize that enough. And for the rest of you who haven't been having any experiences yet, you better pay attention. Your time may be next. And you may want to start studying about this biotechnological warfare that they're throwing on the planet. It's not just the United States or Canada either. I got news for you. For those of you who are outside North America, guess what? It's going on in your country as well. Australia, New Zealand, as far south as that goes, Asia, India, which is part of Asia, the Baltic region, the countries like the Ukraine, Romania, Yugoslavia, you know, places like that, Africa, you know. Don't think for one minute this is just a localized attack. This is global. Global, global, global. I know it's global because I get calls from every part of the globe. And I have gotten calls from Africa. I have gotten calls from India. I have gotten calls from Australia and New Zealand. I have gotten calls from Asia. I have gotten calls from across Europe, across the United States, Caribbean, South America, Canada. So it's not like it's local. Unless you want to call the planet local. Then the whole planet is a localized phenomenon. Pointing this out to you because we need to be aware of this. You know, this is no longer just some, you know, walk in the park thing here. You know, this is not the first walk in the park. So, like I said, understand what is going on. Understand what's going on. We are no longer living in the Disney World unless you're still asleep. And the wake-up call that you'll get will be one big major bomb, literally. So, again, I wanted to point that out as well. Like I said, there's been a lot of things. Just in 3 days, I cannot even get my head around how much has gone on in just 3 days between the convention and being back, you know. Just when I was waiting to catch my bus to come back, I couldn't believe what I was seeing at the bus station. What appear to be demonically possessed people and the actions of some of these people. And I recognized that either they were demonically possessed or they were really being modulated very heavily by frequencies. And this has been going on for quite some time, right underneath our noses, but we've never really paid attention to it. We thought, oh, these people are crazy, and these people are strange, and these people are bizarre. But these people may actually be being utilized in this experiment to create chaos in any environment. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing at the bus stop the couple hours I was there. Strange and bizarre things. I thought, oh, isn't this interesting? Oh, I kept thinking to myself, isn't this interesting, you know? Years ago, I said, these people are crazy. Now I look at them and think, isn't this interesting? Isn't this interesting? Because now I can recognize that they're being affected by frequencies, that they're being affected by some external force that's controlling these people. They have no idea. Especially people who have been on drug abuse and are down and out in the street. These drugs are loaded with this technology so that they are very easily targeted to be chaotic. How many times have we seen somebody just go and kill a bunch of people? They went postal and they shot the post office or a school. Why did that happen? Was it because of a drug? Or was it because they were turned on by a frequency? Because nobody's thinking in those terms. Oh, the guy took some crazy drugs, and the crazy drugs affected his mind. He thought he was asleep when he was really awake, and he thought he was dreaming. Was he dreaming? My point, was he dreaming? Was she dreaming? Or was that running through their brain, and this is what they thought they saw because it was being pumped through their ocular part of their brain. This is what they saw because this was being piped through their brain. They thought they were in a game. They thought they were doing this. They thought they were doing that. And then when you ask them, they don't remember anything because possibly the program was wiped from their brain after they used them. Ever think that was a possibility? Scary stuff. Alrighty, come on back. We'll see you in a bit. Hey, I think we're back. Alrighty. I want to point something out as well. When we're looking at what's going on today, the more people collaborate together, the more solutions you're going to come up with. I'm not kidding. And you'll come up with really good ones. This is the big kahuna here on this. Nobody knows what you're all capable of doing. Nobody knows. As long as they can keep you running in a program way of thinking, you're pretty well going to follow the program. So then you're pretty predictable. You know, predictability is there then. Because, again, you're just going to follow the status quo. But the more of you that collaborate and look at different research and explore those venues of research that are not normal, say, creating EMPs or creating shielding or creating grounding or creating vortexes or creating, you know, things that can restart or reboot the genetic code, a lot of you think, well, geez, Tone, I'm not educated like you. I'm not smart like you. I'm not whatever the, you know, vernacular of the day is. I don't know. I'm just a nobody. I'm just a small guy. Let me point something out to you. David was a small guy too, and he took out a super soldier. And what did he use? He used what he had. He used a sling And he took that bastard out, and then he took his own technology and cut off his bloody head and hung it up for the world to see that with God all things are possible. Okay? But what was he? He was a shepherd. What did he know about fighting super soldiers or AI or nanobiology or nanotechnology? Not a bloody thing. But he stood up to the plate and took that bastard out. And I'm telling you the same thing. You guys have the same capacity to take this bastard out, this AI, this nano, these frequencies. You just got to have a little faith in yourselves and each other. It wouldn't help, like I said, to have a one-on-one with the Great One in this matter as well. My thinking, anyhow. Without the divine, you ain't got nothing. I always say if God's not the center of the equation, you have no equation. And I stand by that. I don't care if you're a scientist, I don't care if you're a university professor, I don't give a what you are. If God is not the center of your equation, you got nothing. And look, if God can use a jackass to stop a prophet from doing something stupid, he can sure as heck use any one of us. And now, what I'm saying is, if the more of you get together and get over what you can't do, I don't care what you can't do. I'm more concerned with what you can do if you apply yourself. You can learn things and you can do things. Look, my YouTube channel was there so that you could learn how to do these things for yourself. And anybody can do these things. Anybody can do these things. Okay, and it was done in a way where anybody could learn. All you got to do is try. Now, you women contact me all the time. And you say to me, you're a girl. And that, you know, you're just a girly kind of girl. My response to you is, what does being a girl have to do with you using your brain? I always say God gave us two hands, two feet, and a heartbeat. Well, get with it. Okay? Anybody can do this. Okay? It may take you a little longer. Maybe you're not as educated. Maybe you didn't have the opportunity to, you know, be completely programmed by the system. And because you weren't completely programmed by the system, you feel a little inferior because you didn't, you know, you weren't as smart as somebody. You know what? Not everybody has got the same kind of talent or gift. Use what you've got. Don't think in terms that your gifts are insignificant. Everybody has the capacity to contribute. Everybody. Even a child has that capacity. They have an imagination. They have the capacity to think a little differently. And it's only when they get programmed that this stops. So I'm trying to point this out to you that if you can learn how to ride a bike, if you learn how to walk on two feet, if you learn how to dress yourself, if you've learned how to tie your shoes, which is pretty difficult for some people in this day, if you learn how to read, write, and arithmetic, if you can understand and comprehend what you're reading and writing and figuring out, then the sky is the limit. Sky is the limit. Okay? Don't compare yourself to me. Don't compare yourself to Brian396. We're just anomalies. That's what we are. Nothing more. But the thing is, so are you. Anybody who is alive, has a belief in God, has got a brain in their head, knows right from wrong, in today's time is an anomaly. You're not a programmed bot. You're not a programmed automaton following the program. And this is all, again, part of healing, understanding what you're capable of. Look, if we're made in God's image after God's own likeness, that means that we have the God-like capacity to do things beyond belief, beyond phenomenal. And didn't Christ say, if you could say to this mountain, get out, got faith of a mustard seed, you tell it to get out and go into the ocean, that it would be moved? That's all it takes, just the capacity to be willing to try. That's all it takes, honest to God. You know, and I'm putting this out there because that's really what it boils down to. Put your faith out. Take a step. What do you got to lose? If you stay where you are and don't do nothing, you're going to get smoked. You're going to get taken out, and nobody's even going to know you even were around. And even the people that you're around now will have forgotten who you are. And don't worry about what anybody says. Opinions are like backsides. Everybody's got one. Forget it. You hear most people don't have a clue. They sound like they know what they're talking about. They sound like they have some kind of qualification, but when you scratch the surface and get right down to it, majority don't have enough foundation to stand on their own 2 feet. They're hoping nobody can discover that they're just empty. So that's my point. Like I said, I'm trying to get you to think in those terms. You can do this. Okay, Brian 396 and myself collaborated on this stuff. He was the one that actually discovered the whole nano business and how they were screwing us. Gwen Scott was the one that actually understood the whole concept of something strange and bizarre going on and the assault that was beginning. He actually pinpointed to what it was. Okay, he got me on board. He calls me up and says, "Hey, Tone, this is nano." Okay, I don't know what it is. So I went with it. Because I knew everything that I seen so up to that point wasn't doing anything to it. We are living in a nanobiological or technobiological or synthetic biological warfare going on mankind. I wanted to take a step away from that for a second. I just got an email, and it was interesting. They responded at the end by saying a fellow creation from Adam and Eve. And I like that. I like that. I like the fact that they were tying us together through Adam and Eve, you know. And I wrote back, you know, in regard saying that same thing. I quote stopped it, you know, from another fellow person from the race of mankind. And I think we need to address that with each other and reinforce that fact that we are of mankind. We're made in God's image after his own likeness. He said, "Let us make man in our image." We are part of the race of mankind. We are connected. If we're connected to God in any way, shape, or form, that's the race we are a part of. Okay? And that's how we should address each other, I think. I think that would reinforce and keep us in a state and give us some kind of connection with each other. You know, not that we're just following this bunk. Oh, you're human, or people kind. We're all people kind, and we're not people kind. People are not kind. Most people are pains in the backside. So I wanted to share that a little bit with you, too, because I get a lot of people with, you know, different perspectives contacting me all the time, and it's really neat that I'm in the position I'm in to get to be able to have access to that, you know, where people can tell me and share stuff with me and converse with me in ways, you know, from wherever walk of life they come from. And I've been honored actually to have that, you know, that access, to be quite frankly. So again, the more people I have come across who have seen what's going on, I tell you what, they get fired up and they start looking at things, and they start looking at things a whole different way. They don't They're no longer just going along to get along. And I'm going to tell you something about that too. That's only going to work for only so far. Going along to get along. Because what's going to happen sooner or later, the experiment is going to be turned on you. Don't think because you got money or because you got this. You could be a well-off, well-to-do person. You could be in a position of a high middle income or a very high middle income, and in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, you could be dead, busted, broke. That's how fast they can manipulate these frequencies and turn you off and then target you. Again, let me remind those of you who are hearing the voice of God. This is a voice-to-head technology. Now, if it is the voice of God you are hearing, you better be seeing a burning bush. You better have something substantial, really substantial, before you act on that voice. Because it may be a voice isolating you from what's familiar and what's safe, and putting you in the middle of nowhere where you can be very easily targeted, exploited, and experimented on. Imagine being told to go XYZ, and you're going into a place where it's run by a bunch of Masonics or Jesuits or Zionist people, that the whole community is part of that. And you're being put into, you're being directed into the lion's den with no defense, no support, nothing. You may want to reconsider what you're hearing. That sounds like a sabotage or, again, takeout. Again, not saying that that may not be the voice of God, but there better be something substantial to validate that. That's what I'm saying, so you don't get sucked into the voice to head technology. Because again, it's happened. I've had people email me saying, hey, they heard the voice of God and went in the middle of nowhere and kaboom. You know, things happen, you know, and again, and that things can happen too. I mean, the moment you step away from doing from following the program has a way of wanting to get you back. But I mean, I'm pointing this out so you're not putting yourself in a state of vulnerability and isolation and separate yourself so that you get taken out. You know, sometimes God may have you go somewhere in the middle of nowhere, but then again, He's got a support mechanism there waiting for you to protect you as well. And again, if you don't have that and you're being assaulted, then you know you may not have heard His voice. Is all I'm trying to point out. I'm no authority on that one. You know, I'm just giving you what I see as a perspective and how these things work, and how what could possibly happen. Seeing that what I have seen in my own personal life and how I've been attacked and targeted, and anybody who is an activist today, who's out there, you know, pitching the pitch and hitting the ball out of the park. And I'm talking about real activists who are telling the real truth and trying to give you the real information. They are being hit in ways you can't imagine, you know, on all fronts. So those of you who are out there doing what you're trying to do the best you can, don't be surprised at the attacks that are going on. In fact, if you are being attacked, that means you are doing something right. You are moving in the right direction. Just make sure you don't isolate yourself. Connect with other activists if you can. Work things out. Try to come up with solutions. Come up with better ways, better formats to present the truth, you know, and share what you can. Help anybody you can. Again, I'm pointing this out because, like I said, we had a phenomenal weekend. We really did. The one thing everybody noticed with all of us in the booth there, how everybody was collaborating with each other, working together, you know, doing the best we could to help each other, help everyone understand what was going on. I mean, we had there's a Three Hearts Church on YouTube. She did another one, another tube on us too. I'm mentioning her, Pastor Cheryl. She's a funny one, that one. I like her. She's a pistol, boy, I'll tell you. You know, she really is a pistol. I got to tell you, she's got more testicular fortitude than some people I've met. You know, if she was a man, she'd have one heck of a set of sacks to the way she talks. But she is on the ball, I'm telling you. You know, in regard to getting on top of this and trying to get her congregation to protect themselves and to be aware of how this demonic attack is happening, you know. So I and again, if you have a chance, go check out her tube. She's always talking about, you know, she's always mentioning Jesus all the time. For those of you who are of that mindset, and even if those of you aren't, you might want to go hear what she's got to say and the research she's done on this as well. She's pulling some from Bye Bye Blue Sky and myself on this. And so, again, you may want to hear what she's got to say, but she's right there on the button, boy, I'll tell you. And this is what I'm seeing. More and more people are seeing what's being presented and are now looking at the stuff. Years ago, nobody was looking at what we were doing. Hardly anybody. It was like hit and miss. Now it seems like everybody just turned on the channel and they're dialing right into the research. Even Brian396 now has jumped up his scaled up his presentations And he's putting a lot more information out there as well. So you're getting it from a lot of different venues here. So there is no excuse or whatever explanation you want to talk yourself away from. Look at his research. Look at Susan Marr's research and Bye Bye Blue Sky. Look at my research. Check things out. Understand what you're reading. You know, you have no idea what we're up against. And I still can tell you to prep, but in your preparations, I would start telling you in your preparing to learn how to defend yourself against frequencies and what you need to do and to do this, because this is where part of preparation is going to come in. Your gun or bullets are not going to stop a microwave. Your guns and bullets are not going to stop an EMP. Your guns and bullets are not going to stop a frequency that's going to come in and try to activate your DNA. You're getting what I'm saying? You are inadequately prepared if you think your gun, your 50 caliber, your 30 caliber, whatever it is you have, is going to stop that. Not going to happen. And this is all going to be part of the preparation that we're talking about. So again, I would encourage you to do the research. Especially when you look at some of the organics out there today. We had an organic, and they were loaded with fibers. Loaded with fibers, literally, you know. People's skin, the palm of their hands, were loaded with fibers. Like I said, they were in shock. They were in shock. All right. I think before we go on, let me express and remind you that the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network takes donations. You might want to help them out. Keep them going, keep them flowing, so that you can keep getting shows like this to help you get prepared and to keep you floating. Keep you going. So keep them floating so they can keep you floating. Okay, you got Bye Bye Blue Sky and myself. We collaborate, Brian396, GAG Canada. These are some of the places you can come into Canada. You can go to my site. There is a catalog link there. Check it out. There are things there may help you. Go to Bye Bye Blue Sky. She's got the billboard campaign. Check her out. Help her in any way you can. GAG Canada's got a campaign going on as well. I'm not sure if Brian does yet, but I'm sure Brian will take donations if you're willing to send it to him. Help him out any way you can. Help out the people that are doing something. They're really trying to make a difference. That would be my encouragement to you. You know, and if you're going to go see Pastor Sherry there at the Three Hearts Church, you know, why not throw a donation that way too if you can afford it? I mean, these are people that are trying to tell it the way it is, how it is, and what it is. So give them a hand any way you can, you know. And again, if you need a consultation with me, I'm available. You can get me through the email, independz@yahoo.com. INDEPENDZ@yahoo.com. Or you can contact me at 519-977-5351. Alrighty, I hope this show would have inspired you. We were inspired by the Green Show. We inspired a lot of people while we were there as well. Brian396.com. Go check him out. He's got a lot of information on his site too. Some of it is going to be pretty deep as well and pretty intense. Go with it. Go with the flow. That's the way he is. That's how he is too. He's pretty intense. He knows what's going on. He has firsthand felt the wrath of this himself. You know, so have I. So has Susan Marr. So have a lot of other activists that are out there. And you know what? We're all fighting it, and we're showing you how to fight it as well. Okay, so that you get the gist of what's going on. You know. All righty. Well, I guess today's Tuesday. So we'll see you Thursday. Till then, again, you know, get it together. Come up with some ideas, you know. Compliment each other. Talk to you in a bit. Take care.